administration is not only not the most transparent, but has become the most secretive administration in U.S. history. Consider a new report from the Associated Press that states, quote, more often than ever, the administration censored government files or outright denied access to them last year under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act, cited more legal exceptions, it said, justified withholding materials, and refused a record number of times to turn over files quickly that might be especially newsworthy, end quote. So how does the president and his administration get away with this? And why do they say they're doing a good job? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. The chief of the Justice Department's Office of Information Policy, which oversees open records law, told the Senate last week that some of the 99 agencies in the past 5 years have released documents in full or in part in more than 90% of cases. She also pointed out that a record number of requests for information were made, more than 700,000 for the first time last year. The Obama administration patting themselves on the back for transparency. But what the Obama administration isn't telling you is that in nearly 250,000 cases, government censored or fully denied access to information. That was 36% of the time. In almost another 200,000 cases, the government said it couldn't find records, a person refused to pay for copies, or the government determined the request to be unreasonable or improper. What's more, when government did provide information, sometimes the government censored only a few words, like an employee's phone number. But other times, it completely marked out nearly every paragraph on pages. Look, the reality is this. Government is not responsive to journalists or the public. But in reality, that's not just an Obama problem. That's a problem with bureaucratic view. A bureaucratic view that's for too long has been bred in America, regardless of which party, Republicans or Democrats, is in power.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, March 25th, 2014, getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to go off Ukraine and off Flight 370. We've got some other things we need to share with you today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, tilting the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, there is a story. It started breaking a few days ago, but it's really beginning to grow, and you need to pay attention to it. And basically what it comes down to is the BBC has been caught red-handed falsifying their news reports regarding Syria. This goes back to last summer, where the BBC apparently staged and faked a government, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, attack on the Syrian people. Specifically, a firebomb supposedly was used to attack a school full of children. Oh, it's children. It's horrible. How could anybody do that? And, of course, that really is the question. Why would Assad do something that stupid? But BBC carried it. They reported it. They had, they were supposedly just coincidentally at the hospital, you know, doing a documentary about the doctors doing their work, when all of a sudden this flood of victims from this horrific attack came in. And then basically they didn't get a lot of traction with that. So a month later, okay, Obama and Kerry are out there trying to sell the idea that Assad is using banned chemical weapons on his own people. They're upping the ante on this whole thing. And BBC took the same footage from this staged napalm attack, and they literally electronically changed it to say chemical weapons. And they re-ran it, assuming nobody would notice, and boy, people did. And one of them even went so far as to take the audio where, oh, I think it was a napalm attack, oh, I think it was a chemical weapons attack, and except for where napalm is changed to chemical weapons, the audio tracks are exactly matched. It is clearly the same data being repurposed. And, this is just exploding all over the place. George Galloway is out there saying this is not what the British people pay their BBC fees for, to be lied to and tricked into war. And apparently it turns out the star of the interview, Dr. Rola, and she apparently, with all these people suffering from napalm or sarin, depending upon whether it was August or September, you know, took time to be interviewed by the BBC about how terrible it was. And a lot of people saying, what kind of a doctor in the middle of an emergency room full of victims stops treating them to do an interview? And it turns out Dr. Rola is a fake. She's the daughter of the Syrian rebel Musa al-Qadi. Now, do you remember back when they were selling us the war with Iraq? They had that nurse who went before the United Nations with tears in her eyes, Nurse Nayira, and she was crying about how those evils, Iraqis were stealing incubators from the Kuwait hospital and leaving the poor premature babies on that cold cement floor to die. Like, the doctors and nurses couldn't pick them up and put them in blankets, which is what they used before incubators came along. And it turned out that was another fraud. This nurse wasn't really a nurse. She was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador. The whole thing was ginned up by public relations firm Hill and Knowlton. And by the way, public relations is a polite little euphemism for being paid to lie to people. And so they created out of thin air, and not having learned their lesson from the previous embarrassments, BBC is up to their old games again. BBC's only comment following this exposure is, "We stand by our story." My goodness, BBC, Brits buggering children. And you're beginning, I'm beginning to understand why they have a problem with so many of their celebrities engaging in very questionable behavior with young girls and young boys, because when your business is lying the population into war, you sort of, you know, limit yourself to a certain class of low morality, you know, to give those million-dollar jobs to. So basically, this is all technically a violation of BBC's charter. And we know this goes on all the time in the United States of America, where the corporate news job is to lie to you, whether it's about the reasons for going to war in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria, or the safety and efficacy of Monsanto products and how vaccines are good for you, and you don't need to worry about radiation coming out of Hanford in Washington, or Carlsbad, New Mexico, or Fukushima, but by golly, you'd better worry about CO2 because you're all going to destroy the earth. But it's another flat out, they've been caught at it again. Absolutely. And you absolutely, absolutely, this should prove once and for all, you cannot trust anything coming out of either the government or the corporate-owned media. They've been caught red-handed creating the news out of thin air to trick you into wanting a war. And they're probably going to do it again, because they're trying to get back into Syria, because Assad has all but kicked out the hired mercenaries. We were talking yesterday about how somebody in Syria shot down somebody in Turkey shot down a Syrian warplane, allegedly for being over their side of the border for a few seconds. The reports coming out now is that Turkey is now providing air support for the hired mercenaries in northern Syria. So it's Turkey that's violating the border and going over, trying to get this whole ouster of Assad going again. And Obama and Kerry are going to come back and try and figure out some other way to get you to support a direct military intervention. Now, forget that we lied about sarin last August. Assad is building a Death Star. He's building nuclear weapons. He's going to hide them, and, you know, all the rest of this stuff here. And as long as we're bashing on BBC for being caught yet again manufacturing the, well, what we laughingly refer to as the news, I want to remind everybody about 9/11. You remember back on 9/11 how the BBC and a few others, but the BBC got caught red-handed reporting on the collapse of World Trade Center 7 26 minutes before it actually happened. And we've got this photo of the BBC reporter on camera live feed. Down at the bottom, it says, the 47-story Solomon Brothers building close to the World Trade Center has also collapsed. And in the window behind her, you can see the building is still standing. Now, very clearly, 9/11 was on a script, on a timeline. And whoever had the detonator for World Trade Center 7 missed their cue, or for some reason had to delay it for almost half an hour. And the word didn't get back to BBC and also Fox. They reported it, too, that there was a change to the timeline. So they looked at the clock and said, oh, it's time to report Building 7 has collapsed, and stood up there and reported it was collapsed with the building still standing behind them. It's all fakery and fraud. It's all illusion. There is nothing truthful coming out of the corporate media or either of these governments in their lust for war. You know, truth is the first casualty of war, and these governments and corporate media feel it is their right, if not their duty, to lie to you, to bring you along to the war agenda, because they know what's best for the nation, or at least what's best for themselves, and to heck with what the people think. What do you think, this is a democracy or something? Of course not. We're a dictatorship, and we say, go to war, you go to war, by golly. Now, BBC has no explanation for how it was they were able to report that World Trade Center 7 building collapsed 26 minutes before it did. Because at that time, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from a fire, and by the way, none has since. BBC has refused requests to look at the original raw footage, saying they just threw it away. which anybody who works in TV news understands that's a lie. When you have live video footage of an historic incident, you keep it in the vaults because you're going to make a fortune licensing it out for future documentaries and stuff. But BB said, nah, it wasn't important. We just threw it all away. So, hey, we can't verify what happened back then. So BBC's been caught lying yet again. I hope the British people basically tear them down, except for Top Gear. I love Top Gear. Leave them alone. But the BBC News, yeah, they're in big trouble. We'll be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, fighting Pharaoh, Billy and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Judith, fighting Pharaoh, Billy and the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are loading up, and we're going to start with Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing there, Brother Michael, today?
I'm doing much better. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you know, I got to share something with you with this situation of, I told you how many years ago, Mike, that I put down the TV.
Yes.
And I don't miss it. Because of the dog vomit that they feed the American people. And I'll tell you what happened. Just a couple nights ago, I went down to my buddy's pizza place. and the delivery guys were in there, and Tony's Italian. And I said, guys, I don't watch TV, and they about hit the floor. They said, oh, my gosh, you don't, you got to be kidding us. I said, yeah, I don't watch TV, and I don't miss it. My wife don't miss it, and the kids don't miss it. They thought it was the end of the world. Mike, what I'm trying to address to the American people is shut the boob tubes off, baby, and start listening to Michael and the guys and wake up across this country, because you don't want a guy knocking on your door with an R-15 when you're sitting there soaked in the boob tube, taking all this vomit in, like you were saying, with this BBC stuff. It just makes me want to sick and puke, Mike. So thanks for keeping up and keep that truth going, brother, and aloha.
Aloha yourself. Well, between, you know, the absolutely unreliable, mendacious corporate news media and endless repeats on all the other channels, the only reason I'm still plugged into Time Warner Cable is it's also my high-speed broadband, and it's the fastest broadband we have available in this neighborhood, so I kind of have to stick with it, and you got to take the TV with the broadband. You can't just have the broadband only. All right, we're going to switch over to Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. First of all, thank you for accepting the call. I just want to bring to your audience, as well as you've talked to in the past, about BBC. I had a lot of respect to them until I found out that they received secret memos from Russia vis-a-vis the fraud aspect of global warming and sat on it and did nothing. And the person who submitted the memos finally put it on the internet for everyone to see. They've in the past have shown, you know, discretion in the sense of not publishing things they know it's true, and that that's probably one of the reasons why Snowden didn't want to deal with them at all. And I'd just like to get your comments or any other comments you might want to add about that. Thank you, and I'll hang up.
All right, well, you're absolutely right. Snowden's biggest problem wasn't, you know, getting out of the country with all of his information. It was actually finding a corporate media outlet that was going to cover the story and not suppress it on the grounds of national security. And that's why he didn't go to any of the networks in the United States. That's why he didn't go to the BBC. Another scandal the BBC had recently regarded these humanitarian drives by an organization called DEC, D-E-C. And when DEC was doing humanitarian fundraising for Afghanistan, BBC didn't have a problem reporting that. When they were doing it in Iraq, no problem reporting that. Tunisia, all over the place. And then when DEC wanted to do one for Gaza, BBC blocked it on the grounds of being biased and unfair. So, you know, BBC has a vile reputation, and I'm not just talking about what their stars are doing with the little kiddies in the back room. All right, John in Barbados, aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, considering the history of the BBC, the history of the BBC was set up by the Fabian Society, we euphemistically now call MI6, and it's just a department of what should be called M16, because there's 16 departments in this British Secret Service. Another Brit, I've looked into this very deeply, and it's just lies upon lies. They push the rubbish every day. If you look at the last war, all the, you know, the information passed to the agents in Europe was broadcast by the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they're diddlings with little children in the back rooms, and we've got Jimmy Savile and his best mate, Prince Charles, messing about. And where do we go with this? Because nobody is going to tell the truth about it.
Well, we're telling the truth about it. We're trying to tell the truth about everybody, because we don't work for corporate media. We're not being paid millions of dollars to lie to you. And, you know, the word is getting out, and they're losing ground, and that's why they're trying to figure out some way they can either shut down or discredit the independent media and lure the sheep back to the safety, the paddock of the corporate media, but it's not working so far.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I just don't bother with television at all nowadays. It's been like 4 or 5, maybe even more years ago. I do my own research.
It's pretty bad out there. You know, like I said, I'm a big fan of Top Gear, but Other than that, there isn't a whole heck of a lot that I'm watching on TV. I did fall in love with Helix on the Sci-Fi Channel. They're almost done to their season. BBC does have some good entertainment program that we like. Orphan Black's coming up for its new season. Ripper Street, we really enjoy, kind of. And, you know, it's a cultural wasteland out there, definitely. John, we're going to let you go. We've got time enough to take one more call before the commercial break, and we're going to go over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, Michael, I was just had to point out something that just made me laugh about how our corporate media is just really just way out there. They're talking about this Malaysian flight that disappeared. Now they're talking of black holes and
yeah. A
new Bermuda Triangle that possibly it could have been. And it's just funny that they've just kind of gone into that realm of Coast to Coast AM on this whole situation.
Oh, now you're insulting Coast to Coast AM. You know, with the, you know, but I loved it where the guy on CNN was saying it's time to bring in the psychics to find where this airplane went. And, boy, talk about going tabloid. You know, and the American corporate media is making itself about as relevant as AM radio these days here. What's really interesting is that I think it's known where that plane went, and it's being covered up, and they're just trying to make a big story out of it. Apparently, coverage of Flight 370 is building their ratings. The problem is they don't have anything, you know, out there just constantly saying, latest developments on 370, stay tuned, and people tune in, and it's basically, well, we still don't know, but we're doing, you know, wild-eyed guessing out here, black holes and psychics and Bermuda Triangle and the rest of it.
Yeah, there's one other thing. One other talking head said that he went on there very serious tone of voice, saying that he thought it was still out there. It's all in one piece, and it's going to be used as a weapon towards the United States. So there you go. Get the fear going.
Well, that's the prevailing theory. In fact, somebody did this poll over in the Malaysian media, and, you know, plane was taken to be used for a terror attack, came out at something like 47%, 46% here. And I was rather amazed because apparently 9% of the respondents agreed with my idea that it was hijacked and sold for parts. So apparently I've got a little bit more of a reach than I had previously thought. Anything else, Steve?
No, that's it. Thanks, Michael.
All right, we're going to let you go. Apparently a caller off-air wanted me to comment on Israel closing their embassies worldwide. We did cover that yesterday, but we are going to reprise it a little bit later in the show. Before we get on to that, though, while we're still on the topic of media propaganda, at the end of World War II, the U.S. Army made what was declared to be the definitive movie about the Nazi concentration camps. And this thing has been excerpted and clipped, and you see these things. And, you know, every film about the supposed Holocaust uses source material from this. But we've got a documentary, and the headline, it's linked to whatreallyhappened.com, 1945 U.S. Army Brass on Nazi Atrocities. And seeing the whole thing together, it's obvious it's just more propaganda. We're going to talk about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas, yeah, I wanna be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this documentary produced by the United States Army at the end of World War II that documented the so-called Holocaust, and I've never seen the documentary itself in its entirety. We've all seen clips from it. This was the go-to piece of film for everybody talking about the Holocaust and the horrors of the Nazis and the rest of it. And this documentary here starts with the opening of this original U.S. Army film, and what's really calling attention to itself are all the people at the beginning of the film saying, I absolutely swear and attest that this is all true, and they've apparently got a visual effects guy from 20th Century Fox to say, I've examined this and there's no fraud whatsoever. And me think the filmmakers doth protest too much. Have you ever seen a documentary anywhere that starts with, you know, I'm absolutely, you know, I'm going to assure you this is all true and you don't need to doubt me. Go back and look at that documentary, Inside Job, about the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. It won the Oscar for Best Documentary. It doesn't start out saying, we absolutely guarantee this is true. When they're saying that, they're basically, it's a neon sign saying, get ready for a big pile of U.S. government bovine excrement. And it turns out this is true, because the whole point of this documentary about that documentary is that pretty much every claim they put forward in this film has since been proven to be completely fraud. They talk about the lampshades made out of the skin of the death camp prisoners. Well, it turns out it was goat skin, not human skin. They talk about the soap myth. That's been completely discredited. And you know something? When you are telling a story to the public, if you have a true story to tell, you don't dare put anything false in there, because if that one falsehood is discovered, it casts doubt on the rest of the story. So if any part of the story is proven to be fake, then it's a guarantee all of it is fake. And as we sit here remembering the lies about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, Assad's gas, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, all the rest of that, we should go back and look at everything we've ever been taught in the government-controlled schools or the government-controlled media and realize it's probably just as fake. There are strong reasons to doubt everything we have been taught about World War II, other than the United States used it to force the world into using the U.S. dollar for international trade and banking. Prudence demands, in light of all the lies we have seen on display before us, prudence demands we question everything we've ever been taught to believe. And it's time to stop believing and start analyzing. Do these stories really make sense? At the end of this documentary about the U.S. Army documentary, they have a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, "The louder he talked of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons." And that's good advice. Because, I mean, they're just ladling on at the very beginning of this thing about, "I absolutely swear this is all true. We've got an expert." So even back then, people in Hollywood were willing to sell out their honor for a little money and a little attention here. And I'm not the only person who's saying this. There's an article over at Infowars.com. Basically, NATO can't be trusted to tell the truth about Russia and the Ukraine. And they're out there trying, "Oh, it's all Russia's fault. Russia's the bad guy. You know, we have every right to chip away at their sphere of influence and impose our system of economics on them. They're just being unreasonable by wanting to use the ruble and the yuan instead of the dollar. I mean, that's just plain silly. And that gives us a right to go and attack their provinces and the rest of it." By the way, speaking of nuclear weapons, we're already starting to see over in Israel this ramp up to revive the war in Iran, where Israel is saying, "We may have to go it alone without the United States." Boy, I'd like to see that happen. But I want to remind everybody, and we put this video up at whatreallyhappened.com, before the invasion of Iraq, Netanyahu was out there saying, "Iraq has nuclear weapons of mass destruction." And of course, he was completely wrong. Everybody who said Iraq had nuclear weapons of mass destruction was lying to you, including Netanyahu. So why is anybody listening to him today about Iran? I mean, come on. Once you catch him in a lie, stop listening to them. The fact that governments and corporate media are still giving Netanyahu a microphone and a camera tells you they're part and parcel of the lie. You're ruled by lies. We're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. Even today, after 20 years, sometimes I'm just taken aback by the sheer volume and scale of the deception that we live in. It really is a matrix. We see very little of the real world through that manufactured propaganda curtain that's supposed to make us feel really good about being the new Nazi empire. So let's see. Other news here. It is currently snowing in Washington, D.C. Another winter storm, and we are here at March 25th. We're into spring, and the snow is coming down in Washington, D.C. I got some email from listeners. It's also snowing in Europe. Southern Sweden is under snow. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Well, the corporate media is finally having to acknowledge the fact that all those dire prognostications of the carbon Nazis from 10 years ago about snowfalls a thing of the past and Greenland losing all of its ice in just 20 years was just so much U.S. government bovine excrement, but they still want the carbon tax. They need it. They're desperate for it. They didn't get the cash windfall from Obamacare they were expecting. So there's an article over in the New York Times, Lessons from the Little Ice Age, in which they're grudgingly acknowledging that the world is actually getting colder, not warmer. But, according to the New York Times, it's still all your fault. And they need to tax you to rein in that reckless behavior that's taking this planet into a new ice age. Man, oh man, oh man. Pinocchio could never get a job in the American corporate media. They'd have holes in all the outside walls by now here. As you're probably already aware, there was a very strange situation at a naval station Norfolk in Virginia. Apparently a civilian who was supposed to be working at the base overpowered a petty officer, confiscated his weapon, then went on to the USS Mahan, which is a guided missile destroyer, and shot and killed a sailor, whereupon the guy doing the shooting was himself killed by security forces. They haven't released the names of either of these two guys. They don't know what the motives are. I don't know. Maybe this guy was on SSRIs or something, or maybe the sailor had been, he caught the sailor with his wife or something. We'll find out about that. Now then, let's see. What is the difference between the Ukraine and Detroit? Well, Ukraine has a lot of U.S. taxpayer dollars to deal with, to play with, and Detroit does not. Story over in ZeroHedge.com kind of underscores the situation. The U.S. is preparing to provide $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer money to Ukraine as Detroit has to start shutting off the water. Over $260 million in delinquent bills. Now, you need to understand that emergency money going to Ukraine is basically to get caught up on Ukraine's bills to Gazprom, the Russian gas company that's pumping in natural gas through the pipelines, because if they don't get the bill caught up, Russia's going to shut off the natural gas to Ukraine and probably much of Europe as well. So the U.S. government thinks a better use for your tax dollars is to make sure Ukraine's gas bill is paid rather than to make sure Detroit's water bill is paid. Now, if you are thinking that this is a very screwed up set of priorities, you're right, and I'm in agreement with you. But this is what the policymakers in Washington, D.C. are saying. The people in Detroit can do without water, but by golly, we got to make sure those Ukrainians have their natural gas. And, of course, the agenda is very clear. If the gas gets shut off, the Ukrainian people are going to be that much closer to kicking out this coup d'etat government and putting their elected government back into power. And horror of horror, or worse, breaking off and siding with Russia. Aligning with Russia. That's what this deal is all about here. Meanwhile, the new coup d'etat government in Kiev is already in talks with the IMF for a $20 billion loan package, which basically means the people of Ukraine are already up on that slave auction block as of today, and the private central bankers are doing all the bidding. Because that's what it is. Once they are in debt to the private central bank, they can never, ever, ever, ever get out. That's the scam of private central banking. Once you're in their debt, you can't get out because the debt exceeds the available money supply. It's rule by banking, and it's not a legitimate form of government. It's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. In fact, it's a form of slavery because you don't get a choice whether you want to be part of the system or not. You can't say no, and there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, last segment we were talking about this absolute insanity of the U.S. government at a time where Detroit is going to have its water shut off for non-payment of bills. The U.S. government is taking your tax dollars and sending them to Ukraine so that Ukraine doesn't have its gas service shut off. Doesn't make a lot of sense for ordinary Americans. I'm sure it fits the rationale of we've got to show Russia what for and the rest of that other situation. But apparently this is going to become an issue in the United States Congress because Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is out there screaming that if the Republicans hadn't opposed Ukraine aid, Russia wouldn't have gotten Crimea. So it looks to me like the Democrats are going to try and use Crimea to demonize the Republicans. You didn't act decisively enough to sort of offset the damage from Obamacare this November. But I think it's going to backfire because traditionally it's always been the GOP that's all rough and ready to go to war and confrontation, and now the Democrats are having to take that as their position. We're all about showing Russia what for, but it's the Republicans who would not give us the financial support. So they're copying positions from each other. They're just trying to find something they can scream at the voters to hang on to their jobs. Right now, pretty much all the experts are saying that barring the unforeseen, the GOP is probably going to retake the Senate and by a huge margin. And a lot of it will relate to Obamacare, because that absolutely is a flusterclock. And the Democrats can't delink from it. The tar and feathers from that one is splattering everybody. And they did it to themselves. End of last year, the head of the Democratic National Committee was out there ordering all Democrat candidates, you will waive Obamacare as the signature accomplishment for the November 2014 campaigns. Well, they've hoisted on their own petard with that one. Getting back to the Ukraine, thousands of Crimeans are applying for Russian passports. Russian authorities have already received 30,000 applications for new passports to be part of Russia. So, again, it's a reminder. Russia didn't steal the place. The Crimeans wanted to go. And a lot of other cities, at least four other cities in eastern Ukraine, are talking about referendums of secession. It's a whole new model of how to deal with American imperialism. Up until now, it's been if the U.S. government could hijack and replace your government, the people would just follow along like sheep. Replace the elected government with a Judas goat and lead the population to the financial slaughter. But the population of these countries is waking up and saying, look, if it's not a government we elected, let's just break off and go our own way. And that is definitely a trend that is starting to spread. And it's a great way to deal with this New World Order globalist situation. Is start breaking everything up into tiny, tiny pieces. I'm opposed to a one world government because it's always going to be dominated by sociopaths and money junkies. I think Earth is better served by 1,000 little tiny countries taking care of their own business, and only in the event that the leader of one of these countries starts getting too big for their britches do the other nations align together and put them back in their place. When you build a building, you have fireproof walls and fireproof doors to contain disaster. When one office burns down, it doesn't take the whole building. Same thing with a ship with watertight bulkheads. One compartment can flood, but the ship continues to float. That's what national borders do here on planet Earth. They contain a disaster in one country, so it doesn't threaten the whole structure. The globalists want to tear down all the fire doors and the watertight bulkheads. And in part, that was what made the 2008 financial collapse a global calamity. If the national borders had still been in place, if the financial borders had still been in place, the Wall Street meltdown in 2008 would have been confined to the United States of America. But because of globalism and global interlinking of all these private central banks, it hit Europe, it hit Asia, it hit everybody. Because the fire doors were propped open and the watertight bulkheads the hatches were wide open. Because everybody said, oh, this is much better. We can do our business faster and better and we don't need to worry about safety. Because nothing could ever go wrong with the financial system, which is exactly what did happen. Apparently, Ukraine is already starting to break down socially. Apparently, there was a train traveling from Russia to Moldova through the Ukraine. Apparently, some members of this local ultra-nationalist insurgent army boarded the train, did a little political indoctrination, and then proceeded to rob the people of money, jewelry, passports, watches. And, it's definitely breaking down. Now, apparently this notorious Ukrainian nationalist militant, Alexander Musichko, also known as Sashko Bilyi, was shot dead during a police raid. He was shot supposedly while resisting arrest. Looks like some wet work underway. Now, of course, everybody is still talking about escalating the sanctions. Obama was apparently, when he's over there in Europe talking, was saying, yeah, we're getting ready to do more sanctions. Russia is countering the sanctions threat by reviving a bill they were talking about a year ago to ban top Russian politicians from owning foreign assets. Because if the Russian officials don't own anything outside of Russia, they can't be touched and harmed by sanctions. Makes a lot of sense to me. It really, really does. And frankly, if I were a Russian politician or official, I'd be dumping my foreign holdings right now. Pull the money back into Russia, let it go to work inside Russia here. The polls here in the United States of America continue to show the American people don't want anything to do with the Ukrainian crisis and a potential war with Russia. Latest poll from CBS, two-thirds of the respondents are saying no, absolutely not. Not even sending weapons. You know, enough of this stuff. The American people are tired of war. They're tired of this U.S. imperialism. They recognize it for what it is, which is why we have to be very, very concerned, especially in light of what Bill Kristol was saying last week in the Weekly Standard about, you know, how dare the American people be tired of war? We've got to rally them and the transformation will be instantaneous, which is why I can pretty much guarantee they're at least considering a new false flag. And the only way we'll get them to call it off is we talk about it. And we create that climate of doubt that they will be believed in the official story. And if we can make them doubt, they will call it off. Now, President Obama basically is saying he doesn't expect Russia to remove its troops from the Crimea region of Ukraine. Well, why should they? It's now the Crimean region of Russia. And then he went on to say the U.S. and the Allies are ready to impose harsher economic sanctions if Russia seizes more territory. Well, Russia hasn't seized anything. Crimea voted to break away from Ukraine and align with Russia. Russia hasn't seized anything. And they don't need to. The entire eastern Ukraine looks like they're going to split away from the coup d'etat government in Kiev, and they will plop into Russia's hands without a single shot being fired. It's the U.S. that is doing all the seizing, whether it's going into Iraq based on that lie of weapons of mass destruction, trying to get into Syria based on that lie of sarin gas, going into the Ukraine by overthrowing the elected government of Kiev and replacing it. It's the U.S. that's doing all the seizing, not Russia. Russia hasn't invaded anybody recently compared to the U.S. here. Now, over in the European Union, this is a very alarming story, and then this is over at LaRouche PAC, where the European Union has completed what they're calling a single resolution mechanism to stabilize the euro, the European-wide banking system. And what they're talking about is they're going to create a single 55 billion euro bailout fund, supposedly contributed by the member banks over 8 years, initially backed by the governments from tax revenues in the meantime, to basically implement a plan to shut down most of the independent banks and absorb them into the few too-big-to-fail banks. Now, this is all based on the assumption that the looming bank crisis everybody knows is there will be small and gradual rather than a complete systemic collapse. But it doesn't matter how they word it, it still comes down to taking money away from the people to prop up that Ponzi scheme private central bank. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.